BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jiaying. 在本期节目中我们要回答的问题来自一位姓苏的听众。问题由我来代读。你好，我搞不太懂创业，开始营业某店的用法。以下以开书店为例。创业是 start a business, 还是 start up a business? 开书店是 open a bookstore, 还是 start a bookstore? 谢谢您。
Thank you for sending us your question. These verbs are all quite similar, so it can be difficult to know which one to use.
That's right. 我们先来看看在表达创业、成立新公司时，动词或短语 start, start up, set up 和 open 有什么相似和不同之处。
And as usual, we'll give you explanations with examples.
先来看动词 start 和短语 start up。
You can start or start up a business, organization, or company.
没错 ,start 和 start up 的相似之处是它们都可以表示创办、成立、开始运营公司、机构等。比如 start 或 start up a business, 创业 ,start 或 start up an organization, 创立一家机构 ,start 或 start up a company, 创办一家公司。听两个例句。
Justin has started a tech company. You know so much about fashion, you should start up a business.
They can have a very small difference in meaning. With start up, there can be a bigger focus on the organization at the beginning of a new company.
是的，在表示创办、开办时Start 和 start up 的意思基本相同，但动词 start 的用法更广泛，而 start up 则强调为创业而进行组织、计划和安排。
And start up is similar to the phrasal verb set up. Both of these phrasal verbs have a focus on the initial organization required when starting a business.
虽然动词短语 start up 和 set up 的含义相似，都可以用来谈论在创业初期进行必要的规划和安排，但相比之下 ，set up 更加突出安排和规划的过程。请听例句
：Lola is setting up a business. It's taking a lot of her time.
We can use set up to mean opening a company, but if we do, we usually use it in the past simple.
虽然我们也可以用 set up 表示创立一家公司，但在表达这个含义的时候 ，set up 通常用于一般过去时。听一个例句
：I set up a charity last year, and it's doing really well.
Let's take a quick look at startup. A startup, as a noun, is a company in the first stage of operating.
名词 startup 中间没有空格，它指创业公司、新型小企业。这类公司的业务常与科技或网络有关。请听例句。
Tina is finally founding a startup. It's been her dream for many years.
Startup is also commonly used before nouns like costs, business, and loan.
是的 ,startup 也常用在名词前。比如 ,startup loan 的意思就是创业贷款。听一个例句。
An investor is financing our startup costs.
下面来说一说动词 open. 问题中提到了开书店。
We are unlikely to say start, start up, or set up a bookstore because it is a physical place. We usually say open for shops or paid services, like a gym.
在表示开实体店的时候，则通常用动词 open.Open 加表示商店类型的名词的意思就是开一家什么什么店，比如 open a gym 开一家健身房。听两个例句
：I'm opening a gym. We're in the beginning stages and will officially open next month. Kate has opened a bookstore around the corner.
好了，我们来归纳一下前面讲过的内容。在表示创办或成立公司、机构等的时候，可以使用动词 start 或短语 start up。虽然动词短语 set up 也有创办的意思，但它通常只能表示为创业进行规划和安排。在表示开实体店的时候，则多用动词 open
Remember, if you have a question about the English language you'd like to ask us, please send us an email. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.